escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. The news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Laszlo, I know you're a guy who says, I won't buy it if they don't accept Apple Pay. If it says no Apple Pay, then I just get off
of
it. I'm not going to log into my credit card information.
I've gone through your website and everything. I've picked out the thing I want, the color, the size, whatever. And I get to it, and it's like Express Pay. You know, use PayFirm or something. I'm like, what is that? Like a purple
never
button
PayFirm.
And a PayPal.
Yeah.
And an Affirm. I'm like, what are we doing? How about Apple Pay?
Yeah.
So then I just close it.
You want it to be convenient.
Yes.
You don't want to have to log in and do all that stuff.
It's like, oh, well, if you want to use this, then you know, put in your credit card. I'm like, oh, too bad. You just lost the sale.
Just forget it. And I know we don't have a lot of, if really, any JetBlue flights that come in and out of Kansas City. But this is a sign, it's got to be, of things to come. Because JetBlue has said, hey, we're going to start allowing people to pay us to buy their plane tickets and pay their fees, whatever, with Venmo. Now, I don't know if Venmo is as simple as Apple Pay, but I assume it is. I know a lot of people use Venmo. Snowcone, you use Venmo a lot, don't you? And you have a Venmo card?
No, I don't.
Do people, when they use Venmo, like money that's in their wallet to pay at a store, is it like a wireless thing with their phone, or are they also using physical cards? There is a way to pay with just your phone, right? Like an Apple Pay sort of deal?
I'm sure, in some places.
Well, you've paid with money in your Venmo wallet for stuff before, haven't you?
No, not like
oh,
a
I
store.
Thought you had.
No.
Okay, maybe that's my buddy
I use my
Matt.
Apple Pay all the time.
Do you, Laszlo, have you ever used Venmo to pay for stuff at a store? Like a Quick Trip, whatever, like I got money in my Venmo account. So do you do it wirelessly?
I had a Venmo card.
So you did get the physical card.
I'm not sure I knew you could do that.
Maybe you can't. Maybe it's just the Venmo card. I wondered if it was just the card. I really thought that you had done that before. I don't know why. Maybe I was thinking of Laszlo. Maybe Laszlo talked about
using get that card and add the card to your Apple wallet.
Exactly, that's what I did.
Yeah.
You can put that account. You can get like a virtual card and then put it
add in your wallet.
In your
that's
wallet
right.
And then use it that
like
way.
A digital. It's all digital. You don't have to wait for something in the mail or any of that.
Right.
So you're just using Apple Pay, basically. So I would assume that being able to use Venmo to pay for stuff is convenient.
JetBlue has announced it's the first airline to accept Venmo as a payment option when you book online. The feature is currently available on JetBlue.com and will roll out soon on the JetBlue mobile app. The airline says it's all part of an ongoing mission to make travel more seamless.
Oh, well, you know what? If you want to make it more seamless, use Apple Pay. I don't know. Maybe they do, by the way. I don't know what they accept. But try accepting that. The other big one, although I think I've heard Laszlo say, maybe it wasn't Laszlo, but someone complained about using Amazon Pay. Because in my mind, I'm like, well, everyone has an Amazon account. So if it says it accepts Amazon Pay, if it's an Amazon company or they've got to deal with Amazon, that makes it easy.
It but does, someone, except you got to log in.
Okay, someone so was like saying, another, I don't like, know one my more step.
Like,
Amazon.
Literally, if I want to buy a sweatshirt, I should just be able to be like, that's a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Look at my face, click it, let's go. And so it's like, use Amazon Pay. Then I click on it, and it's like, please log into your Amazon account. I'm like, no, I won't.
And you may not.
And it gives me, because most of the stuff I don't need.
Yeah.
So then it gives me that 1 second of pause where I'm like, you know what, I don't need this.
Yeah, just forget about it.
Yeah.
Had more time to think about it.
Yeah.
So Venmo seems like a step in the right direction. I mean, we're obviously getting to the point, we're already a cashless society for the most part. Our paychecks are no longer printed on paper. They go straight into our accounts. I mean, hell, at our company, at least, I'm assuming a lot of companies like this, we had to get direct deposit at a certain point. Most people had it. But there was a few of us that still wanted a check, just because I think it did give me that moment of like, I'm sort of holding my money. Yes, it's a piece of paper and it's just, you know, it's printed on there. It's not cash, but it's closer. There's a step here. I go to the bank. I have to cash it. It says it or deposit it, whatever. Then they just said, you have to do direct deposit. I'm like, okay, yes. Well, I don't. It's all just fake now. It's all fake numbers in an app. And we're getting to the point where once you had wireless pay, like you said, with your Apple Wallet or whatever, we're getting to the point where it'll just be, here's my ID. It's built into my phone, and I use it to pay for everything. It can just scan credit cards. Oh, well, we tried to use that one MasterCard. That ain't working. Just go to the next one. Yeah, go ahead. Keep trying them until you find one that works. And if you want to let me know which one it was, that's fine.
Or don't.
Yeah, or don't. I don't care. Just let me know if it works or not. A new wildfire in Los Angeles. That answers my question from yesterday. Are there still fires going on in Los Angeles? I guess there are. And there's a new one just north of Los Angeles that was spreading bad last night.
This morning, the all-too-familiar glow of flames quickly spreading over huge swaths of land just north of burn-scarred Los Angeles. And a new brush fire popping up overnight in the city near the famed Getty Center, sparking evacuation warnings. As strong winds fan the flames of the Hughes Fire, which consumed more than 10,000 acres in just a matter of hours, and officials say has been very difficult to contain.
The weather is what's predominantly driving this fire, and it's spread right now.
I'm still kind of in that place where, you know, I'm like, man, that sucks. I don't live there. You know, I'm not trying to pile on. I'm really not. I don't know. Like, will it happen again next year? Could I don't know. Brooke was saying,
do they rebuild? Like, if you can't get insurance.
Well, that's just it.
If you can't get insurance, then why rebuild?
There will be plenty of people that say, even if I can get it, I don't want to pay for what they're charging for it now.
Right.
So I'm going to leave. Apparently, that's an issue in Florida that young people, I saw a thing last week that said a lot of young people are leaving the state of Florida because they can't afford insurance and they think it's too expensive to insure a home. And they've just decided, you know, as young adults, this is only going to get worse. So Florida has a problem with, they already had kind of a problem with their population being elderly, and it's getting worse now because so many young people are leaving. I was thinking, well, then Southern California is going to be in a similar position here. I got to assume that these insurance rates are going to skyrocket. Yeah. I remember that documentary that we watched about the, what was that fire that took out that whole town in California? I think it was
the Ron Howard documentary.
Yeah,
I didn't watch that
in California. Oh, I thought you did.
Mm-mm.
But they were
boring.
They had like a city council meeting, and they were asking, "Well, should we rebuild? Maybe we shouldn't even rebuild." And somebody stood up and said, look, if you just say we're not going to rebuild any place that could be vulnerable to climate change.
Paradise.
Okay, that's it. I knew I had paradise in the name. If you're just going to say we shouldn't rebuild any place that's susceptible to climate change disasters, and we're going to run out of places to rebuild pretty quickly. And that, I was like, okay. You know, we rebuild in hurricane areas, right? We've been doing it for years. And if you say, here's the risk.
Yeah,
now, for now, you could say this area burned to the ground and the rest of these areas did not. You were going to say, but with the hurricanes.
With the hurricanes there, you know, rarely do they hit the same city the next year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if Los Angeles starts on fire, and they're like, it's going to continue to start on fire because of its location, the risk is clearly more.
Yeah. My thought was, well, plenty of these people who I've seen on TV saying, we're going to rebuild and we're going to do it as a community, they're wealthy. I mean, they live in Southern California, so I think they'll have the ability to do that. If this happened
they could, but maybe they're like, well, let's move to
Montana,
like
a lot of them,
whatever,
for sure.
Because, you know, I mean, even if you're like, well, I can afford to put another house here, like,
what,
that's not a big deal.
Deal
like,
with it?
But yeah, I don't want to have to leave here next year when the goddamn thing burns down.
Yeah,
and if that's the case, that's when we swoop in and buy property in Southern California.
But I think I'm pretty
sure, for nothing.
We got to get money first, though. Even if it's for nothing, I still think we need some money to buy.
Yeah, a little bit, not much.
I would
buy for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, that insurance thing is going to scare a lot of people out of there. If it scares people out of Florida, it'll scare people out of California. No, I know.
I'm going to buy myself a little container home.
It's an investment opportunity.
Well, you live in L.A.?
Well, why not underground?
Right on Sunset Strip, huh? How about that?
Couldn't we build one of those underground homes and then, you know, you still come up and as long as there's no fires or anything, it's nice out here?
I mean, I've watched me and you struggle to try to put together a table. Well, I mean, if you're thinking about building an underground home.
You're talking about buying land in Southern California.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
Buy an old missile silo and turn it into a home.
Realtor.
Yeah.
And ask them to buy that land, and then they sell it to you, and then you send them money. Like, that part I think I can figure out. The idea that we're going to build an underground home seems...
Well, we'll sell people on
it. I don't
want to
say it's harder, but it's harder.
We'll sell people on it then, Lazo. We'll say, hey, you know what this land would be great for? Is your future underground home. Be fireproof, nuke-proof, the whole deal. It's the housing of the future. So everyone's going to live.
There's a TV show about that.
About people living underground?
It's called Fallout. It's on Amazon. Watch the first season.
Oh, the video game show. Yeah, they're living underground. There's also the movie, Blast from the Past.
And
don't forget Southern California. Oh, are they in Southern California?
There's also Silo. That's underground.
Silo, yeah, underground. So you think snow cone? No, no spoilers. But you said that you haven't watched very much of it yet. Don't want to ruin anything. Koberger, snow cone's favorite
gay lover
person, is in court again today. The defense has been trying to get this. He's the guy accused of killing all those college kids in Idaho. In case you didn't know,
all of them,
every college kid. That's why there's no colleges in Idaho anymore. Because they were all dead, and like, should we rebuild? And like, why? He's just going to come back and kill them all again. And the defense has said, we want to...
Like, we can't even get any life insurance on these kids.
Exactly. It's impossible.
Koberger keeps getting out of trouble.
Yep. And it looks like he might do it again, because the defense kept saying, we just want to throw out this whole trial. I mean, bad evidence, the way you got the evidence, all bad. And of course, that hasn't worked so far. But they said that there is some key stuff that's on the chopping block right now, including... the DNA evidence, because the defense says the way they got the DNA evidence could be problematic. Maybe they never should have gone to his house and started gathering up that trash on the street. So, will it work? I don't know, but they tried to make it seem like in the news today that it is possible that they can get some of the
phone
stuff
records,
thrown out.
Surveillance footage and DNA evidence, all now potentially on the chopping block. At the heart of the case, DNA left on a knife sheath and investigators' use of public ancestry websites to build the list of suspects. Without that, Koberger's lawyers say there is no case, no request for his phone records, surveillance of his parents' home, and no DNA taken from the garbage outside that home. The state firing back, saying those search warrants were based on substantial probable cause.
Well, Lazo thinks he's, the whole thing's very problematic.
Yeah,
thinks he's,
I don't like any of it.
Got plenty of reasonable doubt, right?
Yeah, of course.
You had issues with the DNA evidence.
Well, of course I did.
And their issue with the whole, hey.
No blood in his car, I don't know, there's all kinds of stuff that's like, there's so much blood in that place that's leaking out of the apartment.
I've never seen a house bleed.
I didn't know,
like,
yeah, but it didn't get in his car. I'm like, how? It's literally leaking out the front door.
The house was bleeding. It was bleeding from the seams.
It was. Like, I'm like, what is
I've
happening?
I've never seen that. And
then after a while, they're like, sorry, we just burned down the house. I'm like, why? And they're like, I don't know. We just decided to destroy
it. Didn't want to look at it. Ooh, bad memories.
Like, there could have been stuff in there. Or you might, please.
They talked about it. That was a big debate.
Well, it's gone now, and he hasn't started trial yet. So
seems odd.
2 years, right, since the murders?
Yeah.
It's been that long now?
Yeah, I think
he's supposed to start his actual trial this summer.
July, August,
Yeah. Well, I guess, I'm looking for updates right now, and I don't see it. Maybe they're in court right now. I didn't see anything about whether or not the judge is going to allow stuff. If he says that you can't use the ancestry DNA, and then all that stuff has to be thrown out, well, then that's a huge problem.
I thought they went over
that. I did, too. I thought that they've been over and over and over this, but they said today the stuff is potentially on the chopping block. Yeah, I don't know.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Nothing. My brother texted me and asked if I thought the Chiefs would win this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's when I was a kid, he liked football. He played football, and then I don't know what happened. He lost interest. He got an injury. I know that personally. Mm-hmm. That's why he stopped playing. But he stopped watching at some point. I think he said something about being in college. I don't know, but he stopped watching, and then he started watching again when his kids got to a certain age.
Okay,
I don't know, and so he seems to watch quite a bit. But it's bad when you're asking me, you know, that I'm the sports expert. Trying to paint a picture here. Well, just compared to him, that one brother, I guess, because he hasn't watched it for as many years. So he's genuinely curious what my thought is. Like, do you think the Chiefs will win? Well, I just said that, keep in mind, I'm overly pessimistic regularly. And I said, I've been having this feeling, but I've been having it all year. Like, man, it's going to be tough for them this week. They could lose. I said, but like I said, I've been thinking that all year. And I said, Buffalo may be a better team all around right now, but the Chiefs are so hard to beat, especially in the playoffs. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Josh Allen hasn't beat him in the playoffs. So, I don't know. If you were going with your gut, you're still going with Chiefs?
Yeah.
You feel confident enough?
I don't like it, but yeah.
Yeah, that's just it. You're not going to get a game that you like, though. You know, not at this stage. You're
not like any of these teams left.
Right. Oh, I get it. I thought you might. You don't. You don't like that they have to play Buffalo. You don't like that the Chiefs
are going
to win. I get it. Yeah. No, I got you. Lazo used to be a Chiefs fan, ladies and gentlemen. But when they started to get good, it
really
started rubbing the wrong way.
You guys started getting annoying.
Well,
you became that so which you hate.
Who are you rooting for? There's nobody
the
left.
Patriots to met you halfway.
There's nobody left to root for now.
You guys became the Patriots.
Okay.
Are you rooting for the Commanders now?
No.
I didn't know if that was your thing. Like, hey, they beat us. They better beat everybody.
I don't like any of the teams left.
So you're not rooting for anybody. We put any money
but,
on.
I
any
mean,
of these
it's
games?
Crazy that I think I like the Chiefs better than the Bills, only because look, Chiefs fans, you're annoying. Yeah, really, really annoying. But at least your team has won a lot. Bills fans are just as arrogant and haven't won anything. Nothing, ever.
I don't pay as much attention to Bills fans as a lot of the other teams. I do go on their subreddit sometimes to try and see what they're saying, but I don't. Are they extra arrogant? Are they overly confident?
We're the Bills. I mean, they're not Nick Wright annoying.
Sure.
But they're annoying.
I guess I think of the Bills. I think of that Bills documentary, and they talk about them losing, and then the whole city being there when they got back. And it seems like a good fan base if you're a player. And so far as how they're interacting,
talk about how good they are. Like, you haven't won anything.
Yeah,
it's got to won anything.
It's got to be
Chiefs annoying. Fans. Like, you know, you have won. It's still annoying, but you have won at least.
Well, speaking of players who are good but haven't won. I know there's been all these break-ins, the professional athlete home break-ins. I don't think there's been any recently, but we had like a string of them. It started with Mahomes and Kelce, or at least that's who we heard about first. There's a couple basketball players, and we got Burrow in the mix, right? Yeah. And I'm missing another big one, I think. But anyhow, remember they said somewhere along the line, like, hey, we think this is some sort of an organized South American crime ring. Which is not what anyone was expecting. Because at first we just thought, hey, you know, breaking into an NFL player's house when you know they're away. When you know they're single and you know they're away for a game. I can't believe no one thought of this before. Like, how has there not been an issue with this before? And the leagues were literally warning players about, hey, be careful. Someone might break into your house where you're going. You might want to get some extra security cameras. All that sort of stuff. It's just kind of weird that that's just now coming up. Mm-hmm. But they said this whole thing about these South American gangs and it being organized. And I thought, is this going to be one of those where we look back and go, that had nothing to do with it? Where did the South American gang stuff come from?
Right.
But I don't know if you saw in Ohio, they indicted four more guys that are all Chilean. And it seemed like they've been following these guys around. They're not giving us all the details. What we know is that they said they pulled them over for a traffic violation. But there was also some stuff. They've been following these guys because they saw them leaving a hotel. And one of the things I read, they specifically said that the police saw them carrying some things out to their car that looks suspicious. Now, the other articles don't mention that, so I've only heard that the one time, but I do see that they will say that they saw them at this hotel. They pulled them over for a traffic violation. They asked for their IDs. All of them were here illegally. They either were not supposed to be here or a couple of them had overstayed their welcome. The driver didn't have a driver's license. The cop smelled marijuana when he rolled down the window. But they've now released body cam footage, too. And I was watching some of the body cam footage earlier. When they, again, they suspect these guys are breaking into Joe Burrow's house. When the cop walks up and they roll down their windows, they're decked out in Bengals stuff. I mean, the guy in the passenger seat where the cop walks up, he's got a big Bengals beanie. And then they said that they found, like, they're not telling us everything that they found, but where did Burrow go to school? Louisiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
that they found Louisiana jerseys or shirts of some sort, and then the Bengals stuff. So, like, we're not saying that that's who robbed him, but it's probably who
robbed him. Right now, we're also learning some new details about investigations into a string of high-profile burglaries involving these pro athletes. Now, Ohio investigators are indicting four Chilean nationals, accusing them of stealing from multi-million dollar homes. Now, they're not being linked directly to that December break-in at the home of Joe Burrow, but court documents say some Cincinnati Bengals gear was found in the suspect's SUV.
And some of these outlets are now saying, like, oh, we're linking them directly, because that's why they were probably following them, and then they find the stuff. That's quite a coincidence if you think that these guys broke into his house.
For all of them?
That's the big question. The million-dollar question is, are they responsible for all of these other break-ins? Are they part of the same group? Yeah, Mahomes, Kelsey, the NBA players. And they said that police have been looking
Mahomes
into...
Mahomes probably didn't get broken into. He just faked it.
Jesus Christ.
Broke the door himself. Like, oh, look at that. Ow, it hurts.
Called State Farm.
Kelsey,
Jake,
they're like, oh,
I need some money. They took everything.
Yeah. They're like, we don't really believe that happened. He's like, look, of course it did.
Oh, man. Every time Mahomes calls State Farm and make a claim, they're like, come on. It's Mahomes again. Will you take this? I can't. We know what it is. I think the cops there, they fell for it again. It must have been a different cop. I can't believe this cop has never responded before.
Unnecessary.
To this guy's house. I mean,
like,
doesn't
there's nobody in here, but no, here they are.
So, yeah.
Kelsey's on the phone, too.
They suspect that it's all part of the same group.
Broke into his game show.
I don't watch his game show.
Yeah.
Does anyone watch his game show?
More annoying.
We didn't talk to you about Caitlin Clark, by the way, because I hadn't seen you, right?
Yeah, are you excited?
Caitlin Clark.
That's your favorite athlete.
Well, Snowcone and I were talking about it. She looked pretty good, huh? What'd you think?
Yeah.
She looked pretty good, didn't she?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I just thought it's amazing how she wasn't so different that you didn't recognize her, but you're just like, wow, she looks really good with her.
Yeah, she's always looked good.
I'm not saying that she looked bad. I'm just saying with her hair down, it's a makeup on. I'm just saying I'm used to seeing her.
Hung out with Taylor Swift. Now she's pretty to you? I mean,
well, that should be tough on her, actually. When you're hanging out with someone that's always been attractive. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, she's always been attractive.
I thought that she looked good. That's
okay,
all.
Okay, basketball, like, wow. But attractive.
You thought she's good looking.
Yeah.
Just weren't impressed with her athletic abilities.
I mean, she's good.
For a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and finish.
Man,
that
she's real
you.
Good for a girl. She's great for a girl.
Okay, I looked into this. We may actually be making progress on the school shooting thing, because last year there were over 80 school shootings. So that's over one a week. This school shooting in Nashville is the first one this year. So by my math, maybe we're making a little bit of progress. The question is, this kid, he's 17 years old, was 17 years old. He took another student's life and his own. Managed to injure a couple of other students with bullets to graze people. There was a shooting in the cafeteria. Turns out that some of this shooting looks like, at least, was broadcast on social media, or at least the stuff leading up to it on Kix, which I don't have a Kix account.
We've heard of that a couple times.
Yeah, it's come up a couple different times in different stories like this. He posted some photos, and he posted a video of him walking to the school, and they said that it was right before the shooting. I don't know if any of the actual shooting was caught in there or not, but Kix took it down immediately, said there's no, you know, we don't allow any type of violence on our platform. But they're saying, well, what motivated this guy? Well, now they found some of his writings. They said he's anti-Semitic, racist, that he was inspired by other school shooters, including that girl that just shut up a school, I don't know, a month or so ago. So that's what they're doing now, is going through his house trying to figure out why he did it.
This individual arrived at school on a bus, went into the restroom, I guess, to retrieve his weapon, and then went into the cafeteria.
The deadly shooting happening at Antioch High School, where police say the 17-year-old gunman identified as Solomon Henderson shot and killed 16-year-old student Jocelyn Correa Escalante and injured another male student. Authorities say Henderson then turned the gun on himself. Police now trying to determine a possible motive.
They don't know whether or not the victim was targeted or not. They're trying to figure that out. The department's been examining very concerning online writings and social media posts and videos that show the suspect has a history of racism, anti-Semitism, and violent beliefs. What's up with anti-Semitism making this?
It seems wildly popular
comeback. I know. I don't. Man, it was not that long ago when I could watch something about. I know. You know, he says that's not what it was.
That's egregious.
Did he say that? I haven't seen him say anything.
Yeah, he said, I don't remember, what was the exact quote? So he denied it for sure and then tried to make fun of it. Yeah, he denied it.
I didn't see him say anything about it.
Yeah, he denied it. At least the thing that I saw said that he denied it. That could have been clickbait, absolutely. But I saw that he said that he denied it and then took a shot at the media for something, for even talking about it. I don't know. But yeah, it wasn't that long ago. Like a decade ago, maybe 15 years ago, where you thought, man, these groups that are worried about anti-Semitism, I don't know, you know, it's such an ancient thing. And they say, no, you never know. It can come right back. And you go, come on.
Yeah,
no. That's not really an issue, is it? And now you look around. I mean, high school kids? And you're saying, what motivated them? Oh, I think it was an anti-Semite. What? An anti-Semite?
Right.
It's totally bizarre. So, yeah. Anyhow, so that's your one school shooting so far this year. There's been one, and there was the one death, and then he killed himself. So, I mean, there are actually two deaths, but one... do we say victim? He's not a victim, right, if he's a perpetrator? Yeah. He was a kid, though.
I
don't know how that works. And then finally, New York State, the whole state has said no cell phones in school. They've been threatening this for a long time. The governor signed that thing. So now they call it a bell-to-bell ban. The kids can't have cell phones at all
in
school.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul earmarked $13.5 million to get this plan off the ground. She says eliminating devices from bell to bell will help students concentrate on academics by limiting access to phones during class, lunch, and in the hallways. Hochul says kids can finally be free from the endless disruptions from social media and all the mental pressures that come with it.
Boy, I know Liza would not like that, because that sounds to me like if you're saying you can't look at your phone in the cafeteria, this is a bell-to-bell ban, well, then how are parents supposed to get a hold of their kids?
I think my youngest, I think he has to put it in his bag now.
But if there were an emergency, he's got it on him, right?
I don't think so. I think it goes in his locker.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They can look at it between classes, maybe?
In the beginning, I thought, yeah, there's no need for kids to have cell phones. We didn't have cell phones.
They do.
And then, you know, of course, there's an argument, and you made it, and I was like, oh, well, yeah, I get it. I understand the teachers who say that it's a distraction, but I also understand the parents who say, hey.
What if there's an emergency?
There's emergencies. It's not like emergency is the craziest thing to think about.
Right.
We got one of these stories quite often to bring up, and it literally something scary happened at your own kid's school not that long ago.
Called
so,
me.
Exactly.
With his phone. Like,
so you're
look,
against...
I get it. Unfortunately, you know, technology screwing up your system.
Yeah.
Oh, well. There's sore guns.
You're going to have
to... And kids being murdered. So, you know, what do you want?
Find a different way to adapt.
Joey to be distracted?
Right.
Or be able to call his dad or mom if there's a kid with a gun somewhere. Or the police, for God's sakes.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.